Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station on the number one listen to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we raise your vibration. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. You ready for a powerful day? Because that's what we're about to bring you. We have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, it is our passion. It is our purpose why we are here at this day and time to raise our vibrations and to do it in any way that we can, to expand and express the multiple facets of the human experience by bringing on people that have made a difference in the world by their dedication, that have really changed the foundation of how one approaches the human experience. Today's a very special show because of the inspirational person that we're going to be sharing our hour with today. I'd like to welcome none other than Rebecca Gordon. How are you, Rebecca? I'm about to tell everybody about you. How are you doing today, first of all? How do you feel? How's your...
Hello, baby. Oh, I feel wonderful. I just came back from downtown New York City where the Gay Pride Parade is happening, and it's a beautiful, sunny day. The energy is so lively in the city right now, so I'm feeling great. Just had a good yoga class and ready to do this chat with you.
That's amazing. So let's just, you know, get straight into it. For those of you that aren't familiar, Rebecca Gordon is... co-author, Your Body and the Stars, The Zodiac as Your Wellness Guide. This is, in and of itself, such a powerful book. The concepts that they speak about, the energy systems of the body, the zodiac signs and how it relates to your date of birth, your time of birth, your place of birth, and how everything is really in a perfect divine astrological alignment. This book taught me many things, changed the way I understood astrology, and I thought that I knew quite a bit about astrology until I started reading. I said, wow, I really don't know as much as I think I do. And going along with that, just to give you guys a little bit of insight of who Rebecca actually is first and foremost, an amazing, just a light worker here on this planet. She is the resident horoscope columnist with Harper's Bazaar. Rebecca's astrology will optimize your potential, steer you from the storms, and give you stellar guidance to living your most fabulous life here on Earth. She runs the astrology school there in New York. She's a full-time astrology consultant in New York. She's just all over the board when it comes to astrology. If you when you think of astrology, you think of Rebecca Gordon. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming here on the show. It's a blessing. It's a pleasure, to say the least. Just to kick the show off, just to get into something fun, can you tell us about some of the connections between, well, just to get into, what drove you into astrology? What was your heart drawing you to say, I need to study the stars, I need to understand this astrological alignment and spread it to the rest of the world?
Sure. I mean, that's been quite a journey. I will try to nutshell it for you, though. I could say initially, when I was a really young little child, I was just fascinated with astronomy, having no idea of astrology. And I believe I was around 14, and you know that sort of treacherous age where you're trying to figure out, why am I here? Who am I? A million questions about purpose and life. And, you know, I just remember being such a seeker, and I was reading anything I could get my hands onto. And so I came across a lot of spiritual texts and on Buddhism and all kinds of things, and I was just totally taken by it all. At that same age, 14, I was babysitting at a neighbor's house who happened to have a book on the shelf called Linda Goodman's Love Signs, and it's sort of a very well-known astrology book, a classic from the 70s. Anyhow, I read it. That woman who came home that night after I babysat her kids, I basically told her, this is what I need to learn. I can't believe this is true, that I'm so interested in the planets, and this really showed me the connection between the planets and our psyche, our emotions, and our body. It just, the language spoke to me immediately, yes. And I knew I had to learn more about it. So that woman was, in fact, an astrologer, and she became my astrological mentor throughout my high school years. So I was lucky enough to study under her from age 14 to 17, and we studied together once a week.
That's amazing.
So that was the beginning of it. And then later she married my father, so that became quite interesting.
That's awesome.
So, you know.
That's awesome. I love it.
I mean, you know, and then years later, of course, I didn't know still you could make a career out of astrology.
Right.
So I moved back to my home, which was New York City, and I went to college, and I had some jobs in the art world as an art director and a stylist, and I was pretty much breathing and eating astrology before and after work every day. Like, I just lived astrology throughout college and all my after college jobs. And I hadn't yet even known that you could become a career astrologer.
Wow.
So I think at the age of 24, I was lucky to meet my second mentor, who was Susan Miller of AstrologyZone.com.
That's amazing.
Which is a wonderful website, too.
I love Susan Miller. She's wonderful. Yes.
Oh, you know Susan.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
She is. She's so generous in her horoscopes. Yes.
She's
and,
amazing.
Susan, I can really... honor for being the one who really pushed me off the cliff and just said it in my face, Rebecca, what are you doing?
Yes.
You're an astrologer.
Yes.
Get hip to the game.
Yes.
She kind of called it out and gave me my first big assignments and mentored me with the writing and got me into writing horoscopes and really helped me on that end of things too. So yeah, Susan sort of helped me with the writing end, and my stepmother, Margene, helped me also with the consulting and really the understanding initial element. So,
that's beautiful.
So yes, I've been blessed with incredible mentors throughout my life, I believe. And at 24, I pretty much started a practice doing readings.
That's
amazing.
I mean,
left my day job like that, you know? And that's what I've been doing since.
That's so beautiful. And I love how when you chose to follow your highest excitement, when you got in alignment with your desire, everybody came at the perfect time to make it happen for you. You know, one of the aspects about this radio show that I really try to instill upon people is that they can do anything they set their minds to. They just need to take that little leap of faith and believe that all the components are going to line up in that perfect alignment. So it's so inspiring for me to hear how when you chose to take that leap of faith, everything and everyone responded beautifully, accordingly, and in an abundant nature towards what you wanted to do and making your dreams come true. And not only is it a dream of yours, but you're fulfilling the dreams of many, many other people that come to you that need this information to really live a like happy and understand themselves a sustainable lifestyle, to know who you are and your birth elements, your birth call it, I say, what creates you in the matrix, you know, what creates this holographic energetic projection of energy that is you, like, who is that? I mean, that's like the greatest gift you could ever bless someone with. So thank you, Rebecca, for doing what you do. Thank you for staying in alignment with your greatest self and fulfilling the highest joy of not only you, but many other people as well. That's extremely inspiring. Just like how did you get the inspiration to say, okay, like I'm just going to open My Path Astrology School? So you're the founder and creator of the My Path Astrology School, where you've taught year-round classes in New York City and online since 2006. That's just absolutely amazing. You've literally created a school for people to learn this art, this practice. Can you expand on that just a little for us?
Sure. I mean, I'm a Leo rising like you. So
you're
a couple
awesome.
Things Leo rising people like to do. We like to teach, we like to talk, we like to express ourselves, okay? And
yes.
I mean, the birth chart, first of all, I love what you said before about the journey and following your path. And every time I ever doubt anything in life, I look back on my own path to finding astrology, and it inspires me even. So how it all sort of landed. Though anyway, the chart is actually a map of the soul's intention into incarnating into human form. So why did this soul come to Earth in this family, in this city, in this day and age, and what are we here to do on the planet? And that's what the birth chart tells us a lot, you know, on a psychological, emotional, physical, spiritual level. And I speak on all of those planes.
Yes.
So, I mean, personally, I couldn't figure out anything better to do on Earth than figure out why I'm here. And then once I kind of got a little clearer on that, but what else can I do other than help others do the same thing?
Of course.
So
I love that.
The question people asked me, because I was doing a ton of readings through college, was, you know, in school, there was like, what is my path in life? Who am I? That was a big question when you're growing up. So I think, you know, I quickly got the domain My Path Astrology because I kept hearing, what is my path? What is my path? Who am I? You know, when we're all searching, and it's hard. It's really hard because so many of us are inundated with the pressures of society and work or family and a partner or whatever expectations you may feel, whatever expectations your listeners may feel. And it takes a lot to truly listen to your own voice and even to clear out all the noise to be able to.
Yes.
So, I mean, I opened up the school with the intention of hopefully I can help people to clear out the noise, learn how to listen to their voice, and also just have the tools to do this on a daily basis, you know, after they graduate.
Wow.
You know, it's basically giving you the tools to work with cosmic energy, to be in alignment, and to not fight the current. I mean, astrology is really the science and the art of working with cosmos, not against it.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. That was poetic. Working with the cosmos, not against it. I love that. It's really inspiring, just to say the least. I just love what you've done. I just think it's so powerful, and this is where the energy of our planet is headed. You know, we are raising our vibrations. Earth, you know, it's been detected on a scale. You know, science can prove that, you know, the electromagnetic frequencies of the Earth are changing, and you know, if the earth is changing, all of her inhabitants are changing. So everything and everyone is raising in vibration. And I think one of the key components of this shift in consciousness is understanding yourself. And that's exactly what you offer to people, is the opportunity to see and understand themselves on a much deeper level than they ever would had they not had that information. Powerful. Like, I love you. I love what you do. Thank you. Like, you're amazing. It's beautiful. Can you tell us about the connection between medicine and astrology? This is something that I've kind of always been interested in myself, and I'm familiar with your book that you do have some knowledge on that.
Sure, thank you. Yes, the book is all about the connection between health and astrology, and my co-author is a doctor who graduated from Stanford. So we thought, why not bring this back together, astrologer and doctor, which actually were two professions that were one and the same throughout much of history.
Wow.
So why don't we go back to the days of ancient Greece, the Hellenistic period?
Cool.
First of all, look at guys like Plato, Aristotle. Did you know that these were also astrologers?
Wow. Yes. That's amazing.
Now, we know them most in Western Civ class and everything as philosophers.
Philosophers, right?
But, you know, we're not taught in school that these were actually astrologers.
Wow.
They are sort of, and this is where the connection between astrology and health began, because before we could do x-rays and all of these things, what we did have our device for timing everything, for working with crops, for hunting, having children, whether we're going to do a takeover on another city-state or whatever, everything was measured by cycles of stars and planets.
Yes.
So this was really before TV, you know, for thousands of years. Yes. It was all working with planetary cycles. That's what humans did. And they thought, oh, isn't it interesting? Every time Jupiter and Venus are together, everybody's having babies.
Wow.
Look at that. And whenever there's an eclipse, it seems to be a new ruler is coming into power, an eclipse in Leo. So these patterns and cycles were documented for just thousands of years. When astrology began, when it was first being documented, it was synonymous with health, because people were trying to figure out their bodies, what was the causal agent of this illness or disease, and quickly what the tools that we had were the star maps.
Yes.
And, you know, an astrologer, I'll say from the entire Middle Ages into the Renaissance, you know, if you were wanting to be a doctor, and let's say you were in the 1500s in Florence, Italy, you would have had to have a full knowledge of astronomy and astrology before you could actually practice medicine.
Yes.
So just think about that. In order to practice medicine,
wow,
for so many years, you also had to have a full knowledge of astrology. And
that's amazing.
The Hippocratic School of Medicine, which all doctors say their Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates was actually an astrologer as well. And he taught his students that basically you don't have any right to be practicing medicine if you don't have a foundation in the astrology.
Wow.
And the astrology is really knowing the person's temperament, which is really foundational knowledge, and knowing how to chart the moment they fell ill, and to look at their natal chart and their strengths, propensities, and natural challenges so that they can be best diagnosed.
Wow.
This fell out of favor just a few hundred years ago, in what people like to call the age of enlightenment or the age of science and all of this.
Yes.
And a lot of great things happened in that age, but also a lot of detrimental things happened, like the division between body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, now you and I are living in this exciting time where we're realizing ancient wisdom schools are emerging into consciousness again.
Yes.
And we're realizing mind, body, and spirit, a holistic model, is really coming back.
Yes.
So
yes.
Stephanie, the doctor, and I thought what a perfect time to sort of bring this ancient wisdom back and create a healing guide for people based on the zodiac as your guide to wellness.
Wow. That's amazing. What an honorable goal. I mean, what an honorable desire to, you know, to wish to fulfill, not only wish, but to actually take action and fulfill, bringing the ancient wisdom into the urban world. That is the answer. That is the answer. It really is. I'm a firm believer in that. If everyone, or at least 50% of the population of the planet understood these concepts that you're talking about, the Earth would be a different place, I believe. And I believe that there would be a tremendous... There wouldn't be wars. There'd be tremendous abundance of life, of vitality, prosperity, wellness, health. It's because we don't understand our cosmic nature that we start to drift from our alignment. And that's just my own personal belief and what my life has taught me, that when I stray from what I know myself to be, and, you know, I've had certain readings done in the past and certain things told to me that have resonated and have always stuck with me. When I start to veer from these things, I can feel it. It's like my heart kind of drops in my stomach a little bit, and I know I'm going against my greater good. But when I'm in alignment with my intuition, I'm able to hear the greater good. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, as a collective consciousness on this planet, by giving ourselves this knowledge, by downloading this information, we are able to transcend what this, you know, past power, ego, war, low vibration movement, kind of the dark ages, if you will, has instilled upon this planet and her people. So once again, it just draws back to saying thank you. You know, what you do is powerful beyond measure. And how you've done it, how you've executed it, is in one of the most beautiful ways possible, a school for people to learn these traits. I mean, what a divine gift. You know, thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. It's really amazing.
Oh, thank you, baby.
It's true.
You know, I mean, it's kind of funny. When people enter the school, though, I don't think they know exactly what they're getting into. It's like, oh, I'm going to learn astrology. It's like, well, actually, it's this really deep peeling of the layers of why we came here. And it's
yes.
just absolutely a therapeutic study.
Yes.
So, you know, it's funny because I like skeptics a lot, too. I like talking to skeptics. I'm not trying to prove astrology, but I find that any time I just tell them to research it on your own. And I've never met a skeptic who researched astrology and then who said, oh, I'm still a skeptic, you know?
Right,
and that's
right.
The funny thing about it. You know, you begin to look into it and you see how it's really, it's pretty poetic, actually. We are all microcosms of the macro.
Yes.
And you and I are both born in a specific year and in a specific time, as each of your listeners is as well right now.
Yes.
And each person is continually emanating, vibrating out that snapshot of cosmos at their time of birth.
Yes.
It's almost like a soundtrack.
Wow.
And we're here to fully live out the highest potential of that soundtrack and that music, that story. And with that story carries a past. There's karma. With that story, there's lessons. There's also gifts and opportunities. There's challenges. And each one of us has distinctly a different roadmap.
Wow.
And truly what I'm doing is showing people a map. And this is your map.
Exactly.
Let's look at the lay of the land. Let's study the terrain and we'll move through it together. it's quite a journey. And then we often look at the year ahead too, and other things like that.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. If you don't mind me asking, what's your personal sign?
I'm a Virgo.
That's awesome. You're a Virgo. That's really cool.
I'm an earth sign like you. And I have your chart in front of me. I see you're a Taurus.
Really? Oh, wow. That's intimidating. I'm totally kidding. Is anything I should know?
Well, you know, I would say in regards to the book, what we did in the book is pretty much a body scan from head to toe.
Yes.
We speak about how each sign relates to your health.
Ah,
so, for example, you know, you're a Taurus. You could say, okay, I'm a Taurus. I'm going to turn to the Taurus chapter of the book,
yes,
right?
Yes,
And then you're going to say, okay, well, it's about the neck of the bull.
Yes.
So it relates to the neck, the throat, using your voice, whether it's speaking on the radio or singing.
Right.
Do you sing as well, by chance?
I do. I sing. Yep.
You are a singer, too. Great. You know, many Taurians are. So every sign, it's sort of the strength and the susceptibility. It's both. Because since you use your voice a lot, it's very well adapted, strong, as well as it's susceptible.
Mm.
And that's with every sign. That part of the body is the part to balance and to tonify. So if we were going to start with Taurus, you might say the lesson is to transcend the material world by exalting the sensual world.
Wow.
So there's two sides of Taurus, your sign. On one end of the spectrum, you know, if you think of the little spring buds that grow, they root into the earth at simultaneously, they're developing little pretty buds on the surface of the earth. So it's this rooting system that's happening, the need to secure itself,
yes,
and then the need to create beauty and love in the world, yes, okay?
Yes.
Now, when the security urge becomes too pronounced, this can create blockages in creativity.
Yes.
The fifth chakra, the throat chakra. When we become too inundated with the material world and physical concerns and just weighed down by materialism,
right,
then the more creative aspects of the Taurus can get smashed in a bit. And
yes,
this creates blockage.
Yes.
So then we get Taurian problems, you know, which can be anything from neck tension to sore throat to thyroid issues, you know, a whole spectrum of things,
right,
that can occur when our relationship to the material world is out of balance.
Yes.
And then what we offer in the book as well is healing practices to heal one's connection to the material and the sensual world.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the healing practices range from affirmations to mantra to yoga poses to physical exercises even,
yes,
and lifestyle practices.
Yes.
So for each sign, there's a spectrum of practices that we recommend to tonify. I like the word tonify because it means to balance the qualities of that sign. So,
yes,
like, you don't have to be a Taurus to have a Taurian challenge happening in your life. If you're having challenges with the material world, then by all means, do the Taurus practices for 40 days and see what happens, you know?
Absolutely.
It's just offering to try, read the Taurus chapter, understand it more, and embody the lessons there. So that's right.
Amazing.
You can also approach the book like, oh, my neck hurts. What's going on?
Yes.
Because all of your listeners, everybody has each sign within their chart somewhere.
Of course.
You know, everybody has every sign in them.
Yes.
So anybody can have the Taurus out of balance within them. So we go through each sign in that same way.
It's amazing. I'm like overwhelmed. Like everything you just said was too on point. But that's of course astrology. Like there you go. It's perfectly in alignment. What else do you expect? No, I just love it. I love it. Listeners, for those of you that want to find out how to literally heal yourself by understanding your zodiac sign, you guys can pick up this book, Your Body and the Stars, excuse me, The Zodiac as Your Wellness Guide. This is something that will change your life. Absolutely will. Please, Amazon.com. You can pick it up on Amazon. There's multiple places on the internet you can pick this book up. Just Your Body and the Stars, The Zodiac as Your Wellness Guide. Yeah, there's just, I mean, you know, a plethora of information in this book that when I got to reading through it, I realized how much this book really has the potential of revealing information that people have been seeking for their entire lives. And that's why I think it's important that we dive in to these aspects of the human experience. That's why, just like you said, doesn't matter if you're a Taurus or not, if we get too caught up in the material world, we will lose alignment with not lose, but we're pinching. We pinch off just a little bit here and there, our alignment with our greater selves. When we understand that we are these quantum cosmic beings, just like you said, we are the microcosm expressing itself through... We are the macro expressing itself through the micro. We are the creator of creation in a physical body, remembering what we're doing and for the sense of expansion and joy and love and light and light. So, Rebecca, this leads me into the question, when did you discover the connection between your body and the cosmos? When did you discover that there was this powerful, I mean, indescribably perfect connection between your body and the stars?
Right. So, you know, the funny thing is with astrology, it's if you look into many of the old astrology texts, they will just inextricably speak about health in the body, because they were all medical texts, were astrology texts, and in many of the ancient Tibetan books as well, astrology and medicine were the same text.
Yes.
So, you know, and it's almost like in the 1900s, especially, when the division, when pop astrology, when horoscopes began, and, you know, very much in the 40s, 50s, 60s, this started up, that people started to simply see astrology as personality characteristics. Oh, you're an Aries, you're headstrong, or you're a Virgo, you're critical. But it's so much more. And the interesting thing is that, like, the physical body is a pure representation of the emotion, psyche, spirit, and soul.
Right.
So by the time that there is an illness or a challenge in the physical body, that means that perhaps this quality, this challenge has already tried to work through all of those other layers I just mentioned.
Right.
Emotion, psyche, spirit, soul.
Right.
So when it gets to the physical, it's like really important. We got to pay attention.
Right.
So yeah, the book readdresses through the physical. I mean, very early on, I had the advantage to read old texts early on that my first mentor showed me. So she, early on, I saw, oh, Virgo rules the stomach, the abdomen, and I was recognizing how it's such, Virgo's so finely tuned and delicate, and it, in a way, it needs to be able to digest only the most whole, purest things, because it's about assimilation, and it's about divisioning what the body needs, what it doesn't need. You know, it represents that the one who separates the wheat from the chaff, what we need and what we don't need,
yes,
which is the function of the small intestines. So,
wow.
You know, Virgos often can It's about the way you digest reality. So when I first read all of this about Virgo, I was like, well, this is totally me. I mean, I read all that when I was like 15. I remember it thinking, of course, I remember having a very sensitive digestive system. Like I could only eat certain things, and I was all like vegan and gluten-free and all this kind of stuff when I was so young, because I just, more sensitive digestion and everything. So
yes.
Well, most signs, I think that my first entry was that. And then, of course, later on, I started studying medical astrology more in depth with some great teachers. And then I met Stephanie Marengo, the doctor, who had been trained in purely Western medicine, but who saw the connections. And we met in 2012 at a conference, and we just couldn't stop talking. So
that's
a book
amazing.
Came out of our many conversations.
So that's really cool. I was actually, the next question for you was going to be, how did you two come together? You and Stephanie, and that's really fascinating how you have both sides. You have the doctor, very in your face, like not in your face, but when you think of a doctor, she's an MD, an RYT. Like you think of. By the books, you don't associate with it. You don't associate that with astrology all the time. But then you have, Rebecca Gordon, who is just full blown astrology master. And then having these two super powerful forces unite and create this book, I love it. It's really amazing, to say the least. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, Stephanie is now as well a holistic physician and does very intuitive work medically with people now as well. So, I mean, she's definitely expanded beyond the basic Western medical practice, and she has a full-time practice here, which is holistic medicine now. So she's gone to the other side, though she certainly incorporates all of her trainings as well.
Yes, of course.
And, So if it was in many, many other centuries, this would have not been a strange combination at all. It's sort of like astrology and medicine were practiced together for more of history than not.
I didn't know that until you told me today, but like having that understanding and thinking about it and then looking at how, the ancient ancestors did it versus how we're doing it today. I've always kind of in my heart, as silly as it sounds, like I've never really liked the Gregorian calendar. Like I've never been super down for it. I think that if we still followed time by stars and planet cycles and star cycles and how we see the stars aligning in the sky, and just like you said earlier, Jupiter and Mars are aligned. And Jupiter and Mars, people have babies, or Venus and Jupiter, people have babies. Well, the point is, if we understood the stars the way that we understand the Gregorian calendar, things would be so much clearer, right? Things would just make so much more sense.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, there's these macro cycles that really speak about, bigger historical patterns and socioeconomic patterns, and politics and all kinds of things. The astrological ages. There's 20-year cycles, there's 360-year cycles, there's many different cycles that we're involved in any given moment in time. Right. And the calendar, what you're speaking of, the Gregorian calendar, is based on one cycle. That's called the solar cycle, the sun cycle. Mm. Well, the sun cycle is one of many. And the sun cycle, it's funny, because in the Mayan calendar, that was like the one cycle they used to do taxes.
That's
just think about
funny.
That.
Oh, my
that,
goodness.
Okay.
Wow.
And, but they had so many different cycles they were charting. There was 3,400-year cycles. There was 26,000-year cycles. There was 5,000-year cycles, 20-year cycles. And our specific 365-day solar cycle is the one that the Mayans used for taxes. So, I mean, this is one way to chart time. And it charts the cycle of the sun, the egoic nature, the part the I am quality. Yes. So it's easy to chart by the sun because we can measure the patterns without too much effort, you know.
Right.
But truly, we're in some much larger cycles. For example, Pluto in Capricorn right now, which wasn't there since 1776, since we created a country. And here Pluto is in Capricorn again, and we're sort of revisiting the creation of this country.
Yes.
And the terms in which it was built on.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one of the many cycles we're in right now.
Wow, I love it. That's so fun. I don't know, this just, I just got this like rush of excitement just hearing that. Wow. It's so cool because it's a confirmation of what you kind of already feel within you. You know, we all have these inner knowings, but you can't ever really say 100%, yes, this is going to happen. Until it happens, you're like, oh, I knew it. But then, like, you know, when you incorporate astrology and you incorporate this knowledge of these cycles, then you really see, no, this is deeper. You can see the energy patterns that are being delivered and how we, you know, how our role takes place in that. It's just on another level of fantastic, just totally amazing. I love everything
and,
about it.
Yes, and it's really about, I believe us being sort of conscious agents of carrying through the energy, especially when there's more volatile energies in the cosmos. Like, for example, now, and the last 5 years, there have been incredibly volatile energies that have permeated the cosmos. It's called a Uranus and Aries square Pluto and Capricorn.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen unrest sweep across the globe from the Arab Spring and Occupy and so many other movements. And especially what's been happening with all of these sort of rogue killers that have been against certain groups. And
right.
You know, these have been challenging times. Yet, when there are such challenging times like this, it does call for us all to raise the vibration and really try to be conscious conduits of this energy.
Uh-huh.
And what this energy has hit on a level of the body and health is two systems in your body. Uranus square Pluto really speaks to the nervous system and the endocrine system. And as a whole, the collective, there's been a lot of health issues, especially things like adrenal fatigue and other autoimmune diseases have been on the rise in these past 5 years because of such a challenging planetary combination. You know?
Yes.
So, it speaks to us on a very obvious political level, on a psychological, emotional, and as well on a very real level of health.
Yes.
Too. And that's sort of an example of how you can see health is affected by even current planetary positionings and transits. So we're having to become that much more clean and clear and pure in our bodies to be able to work with this challenging energy.
That's amazing. Yeah, I definitely can feel it. I know that people around me are feeling it, and I've definitely had experiences in my own life where people very close to me have gotten sick. You know, they're in their recovery, and, you know, they're battling their own internal alignments. It's just very interesting. I actually told this person who is very close to me to read your book. I said, go on Amazon, get a copy, and you won't be disappointed. It's really, really cool because it helped me understand a lot of things about myself, which kind of leads me into my next question, which I already know the answer for myself, but I would just like to hear it come from you. In your eyes, what sets your body and the stars apart from other wellness guides?
Great question. Well, first of all, I do want to preface it with saying, I'm not saying this is the answer to everything, you know, and I know there's a lot of books out there that say, this is the one system that will solve all your problems.
Sure.
And definitely not saying that. You know, I subscribe to many different things, and I take what I like from so many spiritual traditions, I encourage you to do that. I encourage your listeners to do that.
Yes.
And take what you can from this book. Really what sets it apart is that we're taking all this ancient wisdom and we're putting it into a modern language.
Yes.
And using the Zodiac as your guide to wellness. So it's extremely interactive and user-friendly. So if you have a pain in your knee, you can say, okay, let me turn to that chapter, Knees of the Goat, and learn about the emotional, psychological underpinnings of that knee pain.
Wow.
Or you can be like, I'm a Capricorn, and what am I here to learn on the planet?
Yes.
And learn about your body and emotion, psyche, spirit on all levels. So it's
wow.
It's fully comprehensive, holistic guide to health through using astrology. And you don't really have to have a background in astrology to be able to use it well and to have it help you. I mean, I think that from what I've heard so far is many of the readers have responded back to me. I've gotten so many emails that people are recognizing the causal agents of the physical symptoms and healing from that point more. So the practices in the book that we offer, there's questions, there's surveys at the end of each chapter if you want to assess yourself and see where you're at. If you have no idea where to start,
wow.
You can do that. I personally just like to open the book to any page and say, okay, what's my lesson today? This is my
yes.
form of divination, and then open up the book and see where I land. And that's
I love that. I love that. That's amazing. That's so cool. I'm going to have to do that. Let's see. So I noticed that the 12 chapters alternate in their use of gender-specific norms. Why is this?
Well, every sign of the zodiac, they go from yin to yang, or yang to yin. So Aries is a yang sign, which is also known as a masculine outward spiral sign. And then the following sign is yin, which is Taurus.
Yes.
And it's an inward spiral. And then the next sign is yang, which is Gemini. And then the next sign is yin, which is Cancer. So the signs go from negative to positive polarity. So we decided to follow suit in writing the book and speak to each sign in its true form.
Right.
That makes sense. You know, I just, throughout so much of history, it's always he.
Yeah.
And we're just so tired of it, too. It's like, why?
I totally
God
agree.
Is he. Everything has been he. And, you know, so we just don't really subscribe to that. And so we thought, well, in the writing of the book, why not make the gender appropriate the actual sign.
I love that. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I was actually just reading something last night, and it was talking about how the energies of the Earth are shifting more into feminine nature, how we've been in this masculine age, which has actually been why there's been so many problems in the past, is because this testosterone has been driving this planet like totally crazy. We need some love, estrogen, wellness, healing, you know, Mother Earth energy going on. So I'm totally with the feminine, getting in alignment with the feminine energy. That's beautiful. Rebecca, last question that I have for you before we close this fantastic show. You've just been amazing. What is the main takeaway that you'd like people to know after reading this book?
Great. Well, if I was going to narrow that to one thing, I would say that you are born for a reason and a purpose. This existence is so precious, and I would just encourage you, to each person, to discover what that purpose is and discover your cosmic body, discover your star systems.
Yes.
And wellness is available to everybody in mind, body, and spirit, and it's really just the commitment to that path. So I feel like the book was sort of a guide, a way to connect you to your body, body, mind, and spirit by way of astrology. So it's really to heal. Healness is to healing, and wellness is available to each one of you. And we wrote this simply as a way to connect the body and stars and really bring back this ancient wisdom. So I would like to share too, if it's okay with you, how Please. People can get in touch with me.
Oh, that was coming up next, sister. Yeah, you know it. Please.
Great. First of all, Davey, this has been amazing being on your show, and you ask wonderful questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been amazing.
If your listeners are interested in learning more about astrology, joining the school, I will give your listeners a special promo code, and all they have to do is email me and say that they heard me on the show.
That is
so... And I'll give them the code for taking the astrology class, for readings too. And the website is mypathastrology.com, and that's mypathastrology.com. And you can email me through that site. Mypathastrology, same thing on Facebook, same thing on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me, friend me, all that good stuff. And I post astrology all the time, and you'll see my Harper's Bazaar articles. And Davey, I just want to say, this has been such an honor to be on your show. I love your show, and you're such a bright spirit. You have a great chart, too. We should do your chart someday.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I would be so grateful to have my chart read by you, Rebecca. I have no words other than you are truly one of the most wonderful, beautiful souls I've ever had the pleasure of connecting with and sharing, you know, an hour with on my Sunday morning. I really have... a tremendous amount of unconditional love and appreciation for you, for all that you do, and of course, you know, for Stephanie as well. She's wonderful. I love you guys, and I want to say in the outro, I would like to say thank you. I mean, I really, from the bottom of my heart, am so grateful that there are people, specifically you guys, doing this, because like I said earlier, as people start to expand their knowledge and download this information through your book, Your Body and the Stars, and other facets of understanding astrology, the world will raise vibration, the world will change. And I thank you and I love you. You're wonderful, Rebecca. Thank you guys so much. Make sure to, of course, check us out. If you want to follow us, that's at Good Vibes Station. And please, for your own well-being, pick up a book, Your Body in the Stars, The Zodiac as Your Wellness Guide. It's on Amazon. It's on a lot of websites. Just type it in. You're going to love it. You've been wonderful, Rebecca. Thank you for everything. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You have a wonderful day, and we'll see you guys next Sunday. Thank you, Rebecca. Love you.